It is time for our Travel Michigan update, and today we head north where they have even more snow than us, but they're taking full advantage of it, heading to Boyne Highlands and Boyne Mountain, and welcome in the Director of Communications, Aaron Ernst. And what is it, like 97,000 feet of snow you guys have right now, Aaron?
Something like that, yes. Yeah, we just continue to get more and more snow, and those temperatures are kind of just starting to creep up now, so that's a good thing because we like to have spring on the hills.
Well, it's nice when you have sunshine and when you're skiing out there. It makes it kind of fun.
Absolutely, it sure does. And that's really why, you know, we started holding these long-time spring events. It was because you kind of get a little that, you know, looking forward to that sunshine and the blue skies and the warmer and the goggle tans you can get while you're out skiing.
There you go. Well, this couple events coming up next weekend, the 14th through the 16th, so just ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Let's talk about what's happening at Boyne Highlands Resort, which is crazy days,
yes. What we do is we kind of have we have events that take place at both resorts. At Crazy Days at Boyne Highlands is our family-friendly event. So the most of those activities take place on Saturday, March 15th. So we do race events for adults and kids. We do a ski over the pond event, which is always a really fun one to spectate if you're not daring enough to try it yourself. And then we set up a bunch of inflatables at the base of the slope so kids can jump and play in those. And we do face painting, and everybody just kind of gets in the spirit. A lot of people like to wear beads and costumes and the St. Patty's garb and just go out and have a lot of fun.
All right. Then at Boyne Mountain itself, it's a carnival weekend.
Yes. Carnival weekend is our more adult-oriented party weekend. So it's kind of Mardi Gras meets the mountain combined with St. Patrick's Day. So we have tons of live music over the weekend. We actually have 6 different parties that are going on Saturday. So you can kind of navigate your way around which one sounds best to you. We do costume contests, a couple of different costume contests, of which the top 3 winners can actually take home a 2014-15 Boyne Gold, Silver, and Bronze Pass. So some great prizes there. And it's just a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of partying, really. We do, you know, gatherings. We do a bunch of entertainment, free swag. Snow bars are set up down in the village area, and everybody gathers kind of up on the slopes on Saturday for a big party there.
Are you guys still planning on doing skiing through Memorial Day weekend, probably?
We're going to continue skiing at Boyne Mountain for as long as conditions allow. So last winter, our last day was April 28th, and we haven't received any sort of warm-up at all this season. Normally, you kind of get that thaw a little bit that happens, but we haven't gotten that. So I can only imagine that we're going to be skiing even longer this season.
Well, not only the skiing portion, but you also have other things that are at Boyne, too, with Avalanche Mountain, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have Michigan's largest indoor water park located at Boyne Mountain, so it makes for a really great spring break getaway. You can actually go out and ski on the slopes and then head inside where it's 84 degrees in Avalanche Bay and enjoy all the splashes there. And we actually opened a brand new slide earlier this winter. It's an extreme body slide. It's the first of its kind in Michigan, called the Big Couloir.
Okay. Well, fun stuff in Northlands. Wait, have you figured what's the base right now? Is it is like 120 inches or more than that?
I'm not sure exactly what it is right now, but we just keep building on it. The snow conditions have been fantastic, and it's not any better than right now. So definitely as it continues to warm up, it's just a lot of fun to get out there and enjoy.
Okay. Well, folks who want to get to their spring sports will have to wait a little bit, keep the golf clubs put away, get out the skis then, right?
That's right.
All right. So Crazy Days and Carnival Weekend, Boyne Highlands and Boyne Mountain next weekend. The website for folks to get more information is what?
Is Boyne.com.
All right. Perfect. Aaron, thanks. And maybe we'll see you up there, right?
Yes. Sounds good.
Appreciate it. Aaron Ernst, Director of Communications, Boyne Resorts, up north. It's only about a 4-hour drive from here to head to Boyne for their fun stuff happening next weekend. But, pretty much any weekend, probably, as you said now, maybe through the end of April, that might be going on at Boyne Mountain.